This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
October is Mental Health Awareness Month. Like we were saying, in a world that is always on, an important question was raised. Are we struggling with attention problems or simply overwhelmed by constant distractions?
And we promised you a conversation this morning with a clinical psychologist, Manaso Molebatsi, who is joining us on the line. On the other hand, you should be letting us know, where are you? You know, on a scale of 1 to 10, how tired are you this year? With 1 being, you know, I'm fine, and 10 being, I am done, as in I'm super tired. Let us know on 079-899-6226. How tired are you as we are at this point of the year? We welcome right now clinical psychologist Manaso Molebatsi. Morning. Welcome. How are you doing?
Morning, guys. Morning to our listeners. I'm okay. How are you?
We're good. Thank you for joining us. And, you know, why is it so easy to mistake being unable to concentrate for adult ADHD? Because we say that a lot.
Yeah, no, indeed. Briefly, what I can say is that the symptoms or the presentation of ADHD is likely to overlap with a normal day-to-day challenges that may result from fatigue, you know, and those will be your forgetfulness. You know, we've got people who would say, you know what, I was looking for my phone while it was in my pocket. Mm. Now I was looking for the keys, just went away in front of me. You know, the inability to focus. And when you're talking about focusing, you know, it's also going to tap on issues of organizing your work, planning your day, you know, being inattentive, and also inability to follow instructions. So as an adult, we are likely to experience those challenges. It may be as a result of ADHD, or it can be just as a result of the day-to-day challenges that one is facing.
Yeah. And what are some of the key differences between the two, especially in adults, in terms of what you've just said right now?
Yes, the key difference will be it is important to know that with ADHD, it does not start in adulthood. It has to be present in childhood. So it's actually a neurodevelopmental disorder that starts in early childhood, which will include, you know, symptoms such as, you know, the child who's just on the go. You know, they're just ready, you know, they can't sit still. You know, when you reprimand them on sitting with this, they'll start being busy with the other thing. You know, it can also be frustrating for a caregiver. So the inattention, you know, easily being distracted, hyperactivity. So those are some of the things that will say this person, we are considering adulthood ADHD, but it has to be there from the childhood. So you'll agree with me that we've got kids when they grow up, you know, because we don't have a better way to describe what we're seeing. Mm-hmm. We're likely to say, oh, tshwana le bo malome a gage, tshwana le bo ausi a gage, but that is also significant because it tells us that this condition is there in the family. It has always been there. So it does not just start in adulthood. We have to have a trace from the childhood.
Yeah. You know, we are literally about to wrap up the year. We're wrapping up October right now, November, December. It's done. If at this point I'm struggling with focusing or fatigue, you know, how should I deal with this?
Yes, let me just go back a bit and say, you know, with adults, it can be something like, instead of ADHD, it can be something like, you know, I no longer function as I used to. You know, I can feel that something is wrong with me. And the best question would be, what happened? When? And how did it happen? Yeah. You know, how did we get to be here? Because sometimes it can be that we are struggling with attention and concentration simply because we are depressed, because we need to keep into account that depression also impairs the cognitive functioning. You know, it could be as a result of grief. It could be as a result of workload, because as adults, we have got a lot of expectations. We've got a lot of responsibilities that we need to balance. So the first step, I would say, considering the fact that it's also, we're approaching a year end, you know, the level of fatigue is very high. It will be important to consult with your clinical psychologist. And what they will do, the first step will be to conduct a thorough background history. That will be to establish whether it is an ADHD or not, or whether it could be other factors. And if it is an ADHD, then you'll be referred to your psychiatrist, where there will now be a co-management in terms of medication as well, just so for one to cope. But on the other hand, now, if we identify that this is as a result of other factors such as fatigue, it will be important, you know, to be reminded of self-care. Why? Because we are at the time of the year where we are tired, we're exhausted, you know, just to take it one step at a time. Some people are likely to be tired, why? Because they set a lot of goals that they were not able to achieve, you know. So it's just an opportunity to relax, you know, regroup, meditate, take a break, you know, just get the refresher so that we prepare for the next year.
All right, let's hope we are all able to do that. Thank you for your time. I appreciate you coming through and talking to us, clinical psychologist Manasseh Malibatse.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.